Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's right.
Kyle
Nobody.
Feels emboldened today. He had a good day.
He has. Good day for Kyle.
Can't hate on Kyle.
Better day for the Philadelphia Eagles because the Tush Push is back, despite the great effort of Roger Goodell, that weasel, to try to get it out. There's a report out there now, Mike Jones, who covers the NFL.
Who?
Yeah, Mike Jones. He said...
Who?
I knew what you were doing. At first, I didn't know what you were doing.
Mike Jones. Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Yeah.
Mike Jones, the NFL reporter. He said that Goodell apparently wasn't for or against the Tush Push, which is the biggest spin.
Oh yeah,
I believe him.
No, stop! You don't buy that for a second.
Hell, why not? I'm winning.
Yeah, no. Nope.
He's on the. You better bet tonight too.
Yeah, before
who we got to do? We got Dinger Thursday. It's not Thursday.
Dinger Tuesday last night.
First of all, it's Dinger Tuesday.
You called it.
It's
Schwarber.
Not Thursday.
You called it. You bet it. You bet the Schwarber home run.
No,
last
but
night?
I need.
What are you doing?
I'm pocket's kind of tight right now, Joe.
But it could be heavier if you bet that home run.
I'm a little nervous right now, Joe. Everybody winning but me right now.
All right,
Ain't nobody winning but me.
Kyle should bet before the luck runs out. All right, let's get quickly before we get back to your phone calls and you people to a couple other things that happened with the NFL along with the Tush Push staying in. So we found out that Eagles are going to be on in-season Hard Knocks, which is going to be, I think, a lot of fun. The Bills will be the summer Hard Knocks. We also found out that the proposal to change the playoff seeding did not pass.
So hey.
We got the normal playoff seeding. You know, you win a division, you're a top four seed, and then the wild cards after that. Okay. The last thing that did pass, and this was unanimous yesterday, is that the NFL will allow their players to participate in flag football in the 2028 Olympics. Hugh, what do you think?
I think that's wrong. I really do. I feel like this, man. The people that have been laying the foundation for flag football to get to the point that it's at right now, they're the ones that should get all the glory. It's almost like you writing a book report, Joe, and you do all the work, you do all the research, and then somebody else comes in and takes your book report and gets all the credit for it. Mm. That's what it kind of feels like to me. And not only that, I don't know how many people actually follow flag football. I know they see the girls play a lot, but there's men's flag football teams. It's a different sport. It's a different way that they do things. It's so different that there are even different cleats that they wear for flag football as opposed to NFL cleats. The NFL cleats are more sturdy in the front because they're built for stability and endurance. The flag football cleats, they're really lighter and they're more flexible because they're built for more agility and speed. So it's a different game. I understand that everybody thinking that, you know, all the NFL players will come and they should kill it. Go watch flag football. Go watch some of them elite-level flag football players play and tell me you see the same game. You know, flag football is the game that we started out playing that gave us the love for the game of football. But let's be fair to flag football. It's different. It's a different way of playing the game. It's the game, but it's different.
So it is. Now, my first thought was I think this is cool because I want to crush everyone in the Olympics. I want us to win by like 80 points the way we did with the 92 Dream Team. And if you put the greatest NFL athletes, I think they could figure it out and play. But to your point, and I didn't even realize this, the U.S. men's and women's team both won gold medals, and the men have won five straight IFAF Flag Football World Championship. So we're good anyway. Before we incorporate the NFL players in, your point is like these the guys that are playing right now, they're obviously good.
They've been grinding. Yeah. They have been grinding, and they're going to feel some kind of way. Bobby Taylor, my old teammate, is an integral part, and I know the women's side of flag football and trying to get that into the game. And he's been grinding with this for a while, man. And it's a couple of young players. It was one quarterback. He's probably a little bit too old to play in Olympics when it comes here. But there's a lot of guys who've been grinding in this game for a long time, man, and have brought the game to the forefront. So in my opinion, they should be the ones. And I know that now that I think about it, the NFL is probably not going to cut them out completely. They're going to probably try to integrate it, like have, you know, balanced teams or something like that. I don't even think they should do that, to be totally honest, because these individuals, the women and the men, have been putting in work for a long time just to get it to this point. Now you're going to push them out because the NFL players want to play because it's cool. I don't think that's fair.
It does remind me, now, that we've never had this at the Olympics, right? But it does remind me of in the 80s, but before 92, the NBA players didn't play in the Olympics. They used to just be amateur players. But then we weren't dominating, and we were like, wait a second. Let's just send Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and Charles Barkley over there to Madrid and just crush everyone, and then we did. I want to see the U.S. win a gold. And maybe, to your point, Hugh, these guys are good, and they've won world championships. Maybe they would win a gold, but, I mean, if we send, like, you know, I don't know, Lamar Jackson, and or it could be Jalen Hurts, or whoever, Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers and Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, if he's still a great player 3 years from now, we're going to win the gold. I want to win the gold.
I would tell anybody who feels that way to go watch those kids play flag football.
But don't you think the great NFL players could figure it out?
What did Michael Jordan say?
Leap. You know what he said.
No, but my thing is, there's a lot of nuance that's in that game that I don't think people really, really understand. And with the NFL game, because, okay, for instance, just as a receiver position, a lot of bump and run, a lot of physical touching. Like, I know it's not like it used to be.
Sure.
But it's still a lot of jockeying for position and things of that nature. It's different in flag football. They do things differently. And the ability to – there's a lot of times you see a guy catch the ball, did he stop on a dime and jerk and they're moving on. I mean, it's just different. I don't think that – put it like this. I don't think that the NFL players would – it would take them long to adapt.
Yeah, of course.
But, again – you're cutting out people who've been putting in work, blood, sweat, and tears for years doing this to put the game in this position. I don't think that's fair.
I feel a little bit bad for them. I'll feel less bad when the gold medal is on around our necks. Kyle, where do you come down on it?
So, you know, first of all, I don't give a crap about the Olympics anyway.
Yeah, you're un-American
and you
with
really
this.
Don't give a
I'm
crap
not.
About the
I
key.
Mean, you really are un-American.
No, I'm not.
It's
I think
so
I speak for more, like, I care more about the NFL than I do the Olympics, like, way more.
I do, too.
To the point where NFL players cannot play in the Olympics.
Oh, stop. Well, they're going to.
They shouldn't. If I'm an Eagles fan, I want not a single Eagle participating in the Olympics.
Well, okay.
I can't have Cooper Jean tearing his ACL going up against Giuseppe, the Italian fry cook, in the Olympics playing flag football. But it's like it's a catch-22 here, because if they're going to participate and they're going to do this, I would want to see the best athletes should participate in this. But it can happen. I cannot have an Eagle risking injury playing in a flag football thing that I don't give a crap about. I don't care.
I understand the perspective on the Eagle part of it. We saw what happened with Joel Embiid last summer. But overall, like, the NBA players play in the Olympics, and the NBA goes on just fine. Most of these guys are going to be just fine. Now,
it didn't for Joel Embiid.
Well, but that's his own problem.
And then
he shouldn't have went.
Kyle's point, who was the running back that played for the Patriots that got hurt in the I know it was volleyball, but he still got hurt.
Was it Robert Edwards?
Robert Edwards. That's who it was. Got hurt in the beach volleyball stuff.
It's just like there's a reason players don't participate in the Pro Bowl anymore. It's because it's unnecessary. It would take away from the NFL season if somebody important got injured. There's a reason they don't even put pads on in practice anymore.
Yep.
Like, let's focus on what matters here.
Yeah, they voted unanimously to let them go.
That's wonderful.
But this is, I mean, I'm embracing it.
No, that's great. But like,
let's win.
They can
gold.
Want to do it all they want. But like, I will be very upset to find out if Eagles playing.
Hold the Eagles debates for a couple of years, summers from now, when we get mad about this. When an Eagles,
too late, I'm already fired up.
Well, the Eagles are going to obviously have someone there. You can be fired up all you want. I just want to win gold. I mean, Hugh wants to have nobodies and lose to Spain.
I want the guys who laid the groundwork for this to have an opportunity. It's only fair.
fair. This is the Olympics.
I'm talking to the two worst people I could be talking to about this.
Fair. Let's let the lesser athlete go to the Olympics in fair fairness.
How do you know they're lesser? Some of these guys can play.
Then they'd be in the NFL.
Well, no, it's a different game. It's a different game. It really is.
But if Tyreek Hill applies himself, he's going to be the best player in the sport.
Now, the cheetah might be something different. But I'm telling you, I feel like you all should allow those other guys that play the games and have brought home 5 medals, do that. That's almost like, what? Man, come on, man. Y'all are right. But I did say, this probably won't fly because I'll be a little bit too old, but I was going to try to get into breakdancing for the Olympics.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. Dude. You're going to be in your mid-50s by the time there's the next
Olympics.
You're
going to be in a wheelchair.
Ooh, let me do like I'm doing my move. Ooh, ooh.
You're cooked. All right. We got someone who agrees with you. Coleman thinks it should be Juergens on the statue. What's up, Coleman?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Coleman. What's up?
Hugh, I just want to say you're a saint, bro, for talking to these guys all day if they're just going to spit this BS at you, man.
Hey, man, listen. I love both of these guys, but they're ridiculous. I have to be the elder statesman here and try to give the young
cats
some wisdom.
That's because you're old.
just because you're alone doesn't mean you're wrong, Hugh.
We are an island of two.
Somewhat.
Well, I feel that often, Coleman, but today you're wrong with Hugh.
Well, the only reason I agree with him is because, obviously Kelce did start the push with him, but also Juergens played the year before, too, at guard. So he had 2 years under his belt, and he did win the Super Bowl with the push. If we're going to make a statue, why not make it the Super Bowl team?
Because the tush push isn't just the Super Bowl. Like, how do you do it without Kelce? So, Coleman, I'm not against Juergens
on
it.
Same way they won football, Super Bowl.
Well, but
Kelce.
I'm not against Juergens on it. He could be right guard because he played right guard for a year next to Kelce. So he could be the right guard. Why does Mekhi Becton get to be on the statue? He's a Charger.
Because I don't know. I like Becton. I wish we still had him. I like him.
Well, I didn't mind him, but he's not statue worthy.
I kind of agree with that. I do agree with that.
Hmm. All right, so we're coming around here. Kelce is the center.
No,
Juergens is the right guard.
I'm not coming around on Juergens. Okay. Juergens is my guy. Also, the only person I'd want on the Eagles to go play flag football in the Olympics is Juergens.
How would he play?
Juergens? Someone snaps the ball.
Yeah. He's going to be our guy, Cam Juergens. Super Bowl champion, Cam Juergens.
No, I mean, I hear you. The snapper. He'll be the snapper.
Yeah, they have a snapper.
Yeah, but he don't do nothing. Just snap the ball.
Well, we can go out for a pass.
Nah, I guess.
Well, anyway, Hugh, I'm sorry that these guys are just on you all day, but you're
get
right.
Boo-hoo.
Get
lost.
We're just trying to get justice here, Coleman, and we're trying to defend righteousness.
Hey, listen, I'm okay. I know who I'm working with. I got big shoulders, man. I'm all right.
I mean, you were fighting it. You make it sound like you and him and all this army of people, and we're the crazy ones.
Yeah, you are.
Most
you goofies.
Most people listening think you are nuts.
Listen,
today.
Love the fans. Love y'all. Even DeMond. All y'all goofy, though. Here. I don't care about the fans. All y'all goofy.
It's a tough cut for you. See, this is tough.
This is where we have made progress, and I'm happy for that.
Progress in what?
Because we can agree to disagree and still be friends. We can still be family.
We do that every day.
But
so it doesn't mean you're not crazy.
No, it means y'all are goofy.
I don't know how Hugh deals with us.
With the rest of the goofies out there.
All right, can we hear from what Hugh would refer to the goofies? I'm changing the name to the goofies.
Wow, it's not cool.
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
Goofies.
What do you mean, you people?
So all three of us are getting it today.
All right.
Seriously?
Yeah, well, it's been a long and up and down show.
It's been a lot of roller coasters. A lot of emotions.
Yeah. A lot
today.
Of fighting. Mm-hmm. A lot of different opinions. So they weren't happy with me from the jump.
Well, they were right about this.
Yeah. Somebody actually asked to fight me UFC style, like a sanctioned UFC
for
fight.
Real?
Yeah. You sanction this. Kiss my ass.
Tell them right now, because this is the route that I live. We too old to be fighting fair. Ain't nobody fighting fair.
Only a lunatic wants to fight somebody over talking.
We're grown ups.
And we ain't fighting. Well, I'm just gonna say
we shouldn't be fighting.
We shouldn't be.
We're grown ups. Yeah,
because Rod might be listening.
Some of us are grown ups. I'm an NFL company man.
Oh, I'm glad someone sees it.
Miles' hands are so deep in Goodell's pockets.
Wow,
not true.
Am I the only one not taking money from people on this show?
Not yet. Give it time. We haven't had a season.
You got
yet.
Boris in your
yeah,
in your
well, not yet.
He's got Goodell.
No, not yet. Give it time.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry. They came after you, Ray Gun Douglas.
Mm. Ray Gun.
Yeah, that was the break dancer in the Olympics.
I do remember Ray Gun. That was the name.
It's in the bracket now.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yep. So, surprisingly dressed up Hugh today.
Because we have grown-up stuff to do.
Yeah.
I brought a change of clothes so I could be comfy during the show.
We got new grown-up stuff.
You look too formal.
Someone said he looks like he sells printers.
I feel like I sell printers. That's a good one.
Yep.
You know what's amazing? When you always wear pajamas, wearing a polo makes you look so dressed up.
The fact that Devin said something about it, Elliot said something about it. Our boss said something about it.
Well, no one's as self-conscious as Rod Lakin, because 2 days in a row he wore one of his nice shirts, and you pointed it out, and he was like, what?
No, it's just my nice shirt. Let me be fair, because the boss always dresses nice, but he stepped the shirt game up.
No, the shirts look
good.
I was like,
these are custom shirts.
Yeah, they're different.
They were custom shirts. So he stepped the shirt game up.
Yep.
You also look like a hot dog.
Old Glizzy Douglas over here.
Glizzy.
and a Reese's peanut butter cup.
A Reese's, okay.
Yeah, I see that.
Let's see both.
Okay,
those.
I got you.
A couple things we got when the news dropped. Okay, now move on.
Move on?
No,
this is the biggest story.
We like to milk things around these
move
parts.
Move on. Immediately I thought, we're going to talk about this all day.
I really wonder if people have any idea how this works.
They don't.
If you want to move on, listen to something else.
No, don't tell them that, because I like it when they listen.
And they still
and
will,
rent,
even no matter
rent,
what I tell
rent
them.
Rent free in their head.
Well, why would we move on if there's something to celebrate? Yeah. We're trying to be excited.
People are weird. What's Giulio going to whine about now?
Oh, I'll have something tomorrow. Don't you worry.
We got plenty to whine
don't
about.
Don't you worry.
Yeah. And this one, I don't even have the context for, but I liked it, so I wrote it down. Oh, give me a break, Hugh. I don't even know what that was in response.
I'm writing that one down myself.
That sounds like somebody that knows me.
Yeah.
For real.
Who's taking more L's this week, Hugh or the Colorado Rockies?
It's close.
I don't take L's.
Oh, stop.
I learn.
You get them, you don't take them.
I learn.
Did you steal that from Jalen Hurts?
Something like that.
You win or you learn? Isn't that
his
thing?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I don't lose. I win or I learn.
Mm-hmm. You lost this one.
Something like that.
I mean, you're getting crushed.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, Hugh went from bashing Jalen Hurts to bashing another Eagles legend, Jason Kelce. Clearly an Atlanta fan.
You know what?
Once a Falcon, always a Falcon.
You know what's funny? I have to get a Goofy's the props today. They came with some bangers. Yeah,
they came out.
They came with some real bangers.
You came after Kelsey. Yeah. Because
I did not come after Kelsey.
You did.
I am a champion of truth.
Well, people know disrespect when they
and
hear it.
I am a champion of truth and what is right.
Here's what you missed. Diana Rossini. There was a lot. She said this. There was a lot of nervous energy in the Eagles camp leading up to the owner's vote, sources say. In the end, they felt they made a compelling case on the health and safety issue, as well as pointing out flaws in Green Bay's adjusted proposal clearly. It made an impact. Who was part of that? Jason.
It would have had more. It would have carried more weight if she would have said his name directly. You threw that last part.
But it was part of the contingent.
You threw that.
Let's use your logic though. Move on from the Super Bowl.
No,
the meeting
you
just happened today.
Yep.
And Kelsey was in the meeting.
What about this as a statue?
Semantics is not working in my favor.
Kelsey pile driving Goodell through a table. Can we have that?
Semantics is not working in my favor today.
Yep. I mean, somebody suggested this, and I think it's actually a good option if they do want to build a statue. Just have it be a pile. Blur the numbers out.
That'll work. I'm okay with that.
I mean, they do that when they have the banners on the side.
Yeah, they do.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And you could almost then just decide who you think the center is, right?
Like Cam Jurgens.
Yeah, but you would do that. Most people
And you can stick with Hurts as the QB if you need to have, you know, there's a number one back there. Like, we know who the quarterback is for the Tush Push and has been the whole time.
And who has been vulturing
the rest
touchdowns
is just a pile of bodies. Whoa.
Yeah.
He could be the only one with the number
or
Jalen
bashing, by the way.
Wow.
I didn't bash him. Mm-hmm. I'm saying Jalen hurt my parlays a couple times.
Maybe you should just put Jalen in your parlays.
You know what? especially this year, definitely.
Yep.
All right, I have one more, and then I have the 10 teams that voted against the ban.
Oh, the enemies?
Yep.
Okay.
Hugh's jealous because he'll never be on a statue in front of the link.
I have a bobblehead. Does that person who said that about me have a bobblehead?
Yeah. Was that the camera watching on YouTube commenting?
All right, I do think there's a notable omission of a team.
Okay, so these are the 10 teams that voted to ban the Tush Push.
Voted against the ban, voted with the Eagles.
Oh, voted with the Eagles. So, okay, everyone else.
So we have everyone else, yep. So obviously the Eagles.
Tampa Bay!
No.
Seriously?
They did not vote with us. Coward. That liar.
Yep. So the Eagles voted, the Ravens with us, the Browns voted with us.
Okay.
Lions voted with us. Hughes Jacksonville Jaguars voted with us.
Ain't my Jaguars.
The Dolphins voted with us. The Patriots, Kellen Moore and the Saints voted with us.
Yeah.
The Jets and the Titans.
Wow.
So no Cardinals.
Gannon getting back at Sirianni.
Oh, wow. It's on, like, you know what the kids say, it's on site when we see Gannon.
No Colts either with Steichen.
Yeah, it's on site with both of them.
And no Bucks. Todd Bowles.
Yep.
Yeah.
So tomorrow we're going to need to mark our schedules and build the list of enemies of the Tush Push.
And the full list of enemies of the Tush Push. I wonder how many games we have. Well, all right, we don't play the Ravens. We don't play the Browns. We do play the Lions, right?
We play the Bucks.
We play... we don't play a lot of these, so we were going to play a lot of enemies.
So nobody in the division voted with us.
It's really just it's the Lions.
Real messed
it's
up,
just,
man.
It's just the Lions.
We and Coach Quinn, it's on site for Coach Quinn.
It's just the Lions in terms of who's on our schedule.
So everyone else is an enemy.
Everyone else is an enemy besides the Lions.
Oh,
yeah, we got to beat the Lions. They were talking trash, though.
Well,
yeah, but at least they are football
they
guys.
They're football guys.
Yeah, they're true football guys. All right, that is about to wrap it up.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. We got to go now. Except we're not really. We got an event to go to.
We
got
to.
You wearing grown up clothes? You going to get a new rent a car or something?
I got to rent a car today.
Okay,
I'm gonna go rent a car.
You gonna be all right when we see you again?
Probably not.
Okay,
be a little light. Pockets be a little light.
All right, a lot of L's for Hugh today, but a win for the Eagles. The Tush Push lives on. You guys have a great rest of your Wednesday. Go Phils tonight as they go for 3 in a row out in Colorado. Taiwan. Oh, I didn't ask you. Taiwan starting tonight. What's he doing?
You asked
me to.
I can't think. I'll tell you what. We win. That's all I got. We win.
Innings, runs, strikeouts.
I don't see it. I got too much other stuff on my mind. I can't focus. all this cash I'm hemorrhaging.
If it
right
goes
now.
Bad tonight, this is on you. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phils!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.